Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 30th of March and the Islamic date is 6th Sha'ban. Today we'll be learning a little about the month which we are passing through right now, and this is the month of Sha'ban. First thing I want you all to remember and take note of is Sha'ban is the 8th month in the Islamic calendar. Sha'ban is the 8th month in the Islamic calendar. The second thing I want you to make note of is that Ramadan is the best month. But after Ramadan, the second best month is Sha'ban. It has the most virtues, blessings and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first month when we look at in the list of best is Ramadan, and thereafter the second month is Sha'ban. The next thing we need to learn is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he done lots of good things in this month. So like in the month of Ramadan we do good things, in Sha'ban Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done lots of good things, so that we understand how great this month is. Aisha radiallahu anha, she once said, one of the actions which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done a lot of in this month was fasting. Now regarding fasting, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only fasted in Ramadan for the entire month. So only Ramadan, he would fast every single day. Throughout the year, other months he would fast, but in Ramadan, he would fast every single day. And after Ramadan, the second month in which he fasted the most was always Sha'ban. So in Sha'ban, he used to fast a lot. Now how much did he fast? So in another narration, in another hadith, we find that she says that there was only a few days that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would miss. Apart from that, he would fast the whole month. Usama radiallahu anhu, he was a sahabi, he once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that why is it that you fast so much in the month of Sha'ban? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said two things. Number one, he says that people are quite neglectful about the month of Sha'ban. They forget that this is a great month and we should do lots of good things in it. So I want to show them that, look, I am fasting, so you should also fast. And when you fast, you do other good things as well. And the second thing he mentioned is that in Sha'ban, our good deeds, they are raised into the heavens. They are raised and taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are all put together in one file and taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I like it that when my good deeds are taken up, I am fasting at that time. Now what do we learn about the month of Sha'ban? What do we need to do? So the first thing we learn is Sha'ban is a very special month. It has lots of blessings, it has lots of virtues and lots of favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to value this month and do as many good things as we can. Number two, we should try to fast as much as we can during Sha'ban, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted. And number three, we should use this month in order to train ourselves to become ready for Ramadan. Because Ramadan, we want to do lots of good things, lots of ibadat, lots of worshipping. And in order for us to do all these great things in Ramadan, we need to do lots of good things in Sha'ban, so we are fully ready for Ramadan, so we do not get tired in Ramadan. And the final thing we all need to make note of is in this month, there is a very special night. This night, it is on the 15th of Sha'ban. Now today is the 6th of Sha'ban. So this night is on the 15th of Sha'ban. So we all need to stay ready for this great night. Inshallah, next week, I will tell you a little bit about the 15th of Sha'ban. But make a note that today is the 6th. So which day is going to be the 15th? And then stay ready for this month, because we want to make Allah very happy on this night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon whatever I have explained to you. One quick homework for you is, I want to see if you can write down all 12 months of the Islamic calendar. Ask an adult to help you. You can check in books. But write down all of the 12 months in the Islamic calendar and try to learn them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all lots of blessings, keep you all happy. And inshallah, tomorrow I will share with you another lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.